go from Chicago up to Maine. Okay? And this is about a stroke care in Maine. And Margaret Grady is program manager at the Medical Care Development in Augusta, Maine. Her projects are focused on oral health, especially in relation to oral disease and overall health. She recently completed analysis of linked medical and dental claims data, demonstrating additional medical costs incurred by Maine residents with CVD who lack adequate dental care. She holds a PhD in biological anthropology from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Please welcome Margaret Grady. Margaret.
Thank you. Water. Okay. Let's see. And just hit to get to the next slide. I just hit page down, or? Okay, thank you. These are my disclosures, and the other disclosure I have is that this work was primarily done by Robert Keith and Danielle Lauder, and Danielle was not able to be at the meetings today and asked me to present for her, and I have had general supervision of this research and some experience with claims data analysis, so I'll do my best to answer any questions that you might have. In 2007, the Stroke Care in Maine Work Group was established by the Maine Cardiovascular Health Program, and which is located in the Maine CDC. And the work group brought together a broad array of stakeholders to improve stroke systems throughout the state. In January of 2009, they decided to measure outcomes and wanted to focus on Maine's all-payer, which is actually an all-insurer claims database, as a source to measure the outcomes. So only a handful of Maine's hospitals actually participate in stroke-specific data collection and quality improvement efforts. So that's why they chose the all-payer claims database as a potential source of quality indicators, as opposed to the Get With The Guidelines stroke participants, because there's very little participation in that. And the goal of the project was to determine whether or not the claims data would be a feasible source to measure stroke care in Maine, and then utilize the data to establish a baseline measure of quality and identify gaps in care and plan future efforts. And there are a number of quality improvement efforts underway in Maine right now. And this presentation and the data that I'm presenting will be the baseline for measuring the efficacy of those efforts. The Maine Health Data Organization, which was established in 1996, collects clinical and financial health care information and makes it available to the public. It includes all of the payers in Maine, except those who pay out of pocket. It includes Maine hospital discharge data and Maine death certificates with the primary cause of death, I believe, if you die in the hospital. Whereas the Get With The Guidelines stroke is the ASA regional and Maine hospital database for, that was the comparison for the claims database. They submitted a list of stroke-specific data elements to the Maine Health Data Organization in spring of 2009. I have a list of the ICD-9 codes in the presentation if you want to refer to that. The data elements were stroke diagnosis, EMS use, diagnostic scans, use of thrombolytic therapy, neurological consultation, surgical procedures, length of stay, discharge medications, survival, and mortality. Let's see. The data did not include Medicaid, which is Maine Care is our Medicaid program. There are inherent limitations of the ICD-9 coding system. As I said, death is only for individuals who die in the hospital. And pharmacy data only includes commercial payers and only for prescription medications. So the platelet anti-aggregating medications are not necessarily covered, and of course it doesn't cover people who do not have medical or pharmacy coverage in their medical care. And then there were some limitations on the imaging data for diagnostic tests as well. What I'm going to do now is go through the elements of the claims database that were consistent with the Get With The Guidelines stroke database, and then we'll take a look at the data elements that were inconsistent. Stroke diagnosis, including gender and age, age demographics, rates of ambulance use, rates of TPA administration, length of stay rates, and mortality and survival rates were all consistent between sources. So if we want, I'll just page through these relatively quickly. I'll be glad to go back if you want to, but admission trends were fairly stable over the 3 years for all stroke types, a little bit higher rate for females, but not significantly so. For EMS, there was a decreasing trend, and that was, there's some geographic variation in some of these variables, and so in the Lewiston, Oxford, and Franklin, Somerset, and Penobscot County areas, there was a precipitous decline, and once again, females more likely to use EMS. For use of thrombolytics, evidence of an overall increasing trend over the four-year period, and no significant gender differences, but admissions in the southern region were more likely to receive TPA. And of course, there's a real imbalance in the population distribution in Maine, with southern Maine containing Portland, which is the largest city in Maine, and Aroostook and Washington counties in northern Maine are very rural. Mean length of stay was varied by stroke type as expected. Length of stay decreased with age, no significant variation by gender or region. And although Maine's length of stay on average is shorter than the national average, our data include TIA, which the national data do not. Here's stroke mortality, once again decreasing over time, but a significant difference in mortality rates in northern versus southern regions, likely due to the higher rates of TEI in the north and more hemorrhagic stroke in the south. Here's survival. Higher survival rate in the north at 30 days, but not at 1 year. The inconsistencies between the two databases included the use of diagnostic studies, and that's possibly due to coding, and the rates were lower than expected in the claims data and consistently higher in Get With the Guidelines databases. For neurological visits and surgical procedures, there are no comparable metrics in the Get With the Guidelines database. And for medications on discharge, rates were lower than expected, and there was not a correlation between metrics. So here we can look at these individually. These are the diagnostic tests. Unexpectedly low. Neurological visits, admissions in the north region significantly less likely to receive a neurological consult, probably due to the availability of specialists in that region. Surgical procedures, endarterectomy, very low among stroke admissions, and once again, the northern region much less likely to receive the surgery. Medications on discharge, we have this is a very problematic metric, as I mentioned before. There's no comparable metrics between the two databases, and the all-payer database only includes individuals who have pharmacy coverage in their package, in their medical coverage. Our conclusion, however, is that claims data can be a reliable source in guiding ongoing stroke systems work. They're readily available, they're low cost, and they include statewide representation of multiple stroke diagnosis and treatment metrics. So these findings are being used to inform ongoing stroke systems work and addressing the identified gaps, And in phase two, there's an intention to expand the scope of claims analysis to include the Medicaid data, which are now available, and fiscal data. And as I said, there are a number of quality improvement programs ongoing in Maine, and this will be used to measure the effectiveness of those interventions. So if you have any questions, I'd be glad to take any. I don't know that that they looked at that. I suspect not, because I think that would require a linkage of claims data that is an additional step that I'm pretty sure that they did not do. I don't know. I asked the question. I did ask specifically about the medication, and perhaps there's somebody in the audience that can answer this more clearly.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty. Anti-lipid stents, everything.
Mm-hmm. It could be the increasing percentage of the population that is on Medicare, and Maine is one of the oldest states in the nation. That's one possibility. Since aspirin is the primary drug of choice for most of this, it's not captured in the data. It'd be captured in the clinical data, but not in the claims data. So I don't know if in medical practice around stroke, if there's a increasing emphasis on using aspirin as opposed to a prescription.
Like the quality metrics that we now have in hospitals, one of the quality metrics is giving stroke patients aspirin. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Right, but there wouldn't be a claim through the insurance company for that.
Mortality,
mm-hmm.
right, over time. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And then how about quality of life and rehab after the stroke, the severity? Do you have this, any data on that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Any other questions? Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thanks.